Hello, friend. If you stopped in because you or somebody you care about is learning to manage OCD, you're in the right place. And today's episode is for you. You will take away four foundational principles that can guide what you say and what you do to be freed from OCD. We call them the four OCD pillars, and they support thriving lives. Welcome to the Free Me From OCD podcast. We're here to offer educational resources, coaching, and community support to help you say yes to your life by saying no to OCD. I'm Dr. Vicki Rackner, your podcast host and OCD coach. I call in my experience as a mother of a son diagnosed with OCD when he was in college, surgeon, and certified life coach to help you get in the driver's seat of your life. My vision is to help you move towards a future in which OCD is nothing more than the background noise of your full life. This information is intended as an adjunct and not a substitute for therapy. So let's dig into today's episode. I'm a big gardener. Most of the plants in the garden, like lilies or lettuce, grow and thrive all on their own. Just plant them in the right soil, sprinkle on sunshine and water, and voila. Other plants, like peonies and tomatoes, do their best when external structures, like tomato cages, support their growth. When I planted some grapevines about 5 years ago, I let them grow on netting tied to stakes. However, the grapevines are big enough so that they could collapse under their own weight. That's why I'm building an arbor this year. You want the people you love to grow and thrive. People with neurotypical brains are like the lilies and the lettuce. Just plant them in nourishing places, sprinkle with love and respect, and they'll grow and thrive. People with neurodivergent brains are like peonies and tomatoes. They grow best with a solid external structure that supports their growth. The structure may take the form of an understanding of how their brains work, self-advocacy tools, and tips to help them regulate their sensitive nervous systems. There is one type of neurodivergent brain that often gets left off the list. And as you might guess, it's OCD. OCD is a flavor. It's a type of neurodivergence. It doesn't make it to most lists of neurodivergent brains like ADHD and autism do. However, when the person you love has unmanaged OCD, they can be held down by the weight of their own brain glitches, just like my grapevines. Unmanaged OCD can lead to profound disability. In this episode, I'd like to offer you the four pillars of the arbor-like structure that supports the growth and development of OCD warriors, you know, people who are managing OCD in their own brain, and the people who love them. We call them OCD champion caregivers. I'll lay out the four pillars for you. The first pillar is a connection with the science of OCD and proven best practices. Unfortunately, many people do not understand what OCD is and what it is not. This may explain why so many OCD warriors can go years before they get a diagnosis. Few healthcare professionals get special training about OCD. I'm a physician and I missed my son's OCD diagnosis for years. Why? He didn't have a neat, tidy room. He didn't wash his hands. I simply was not aware that OCD can present with symptoms that you don't necessarily see in the movies. Further, it's important to get connected to what works and what doesn't work. You can save your family time, money, and hardship by knowing the best practices for treating OCD. And Now, it's pretty simple. The first place to turn is NoCD for recommendations for a practitioner skilled in ERP, exposure and response prevention. I personally think of a person's brain being invaded by an OCD monster who behaves like the worst bully you can imagine. Now, there are many promising ideas to help somebody with OCD get their lives back. For example, we often think of OCD as a glitch in the brain, and we focus on how to manage the brain more effectively. Well, what about the nervous system that brings messages to and from the brain? What role might dysregulation of the nervous system play? We also have evidence that the microbiome, the garden of microorganisms in the gut and the brain, communicate. There's even evidence that the microbiome might be different for people with OCD. So invest in your own knowledge. Replace myths about OCD with solid biologic information. This helps remove the judgment and stigma of OCD. That's why in my OCD Caregiver Bootcamp, intended to help families be freed from OCD, we begin with the biology of OCD. And many people who go through this bootcamp comment that they're often better informed about OCD than their doctors. Once you're educated, you can now start educating others. You can let people know that OCD is not a character flaw. People with OCD are not lazy or undisciplined. They understand that they're not behaving rationally, and they desperately want to be freed from their obsessions and compulsions. It's just very hard. The second pillar is this: connect to yourself. Every human does better when they know who they are, what they want, and what they need in order to thrive. I was diagnosed with ADHD when I was in my 40s. I remember my overwhelming gratitude for a different way to see and tell my story. I could replace my judgment and shame and sense of brokenness with more insight and compassion and self-care. I could then create my environment to help me thrive. I could learn to embrace and accept all parts of me. Yes, I'm distractible, but I can also hyper-focus. I see the gifts of ADHD, and I can make a plan to minimize the challenges it causes. The brain wiring is just who I am. I can invite all parts of me to sit down at the table and join the rest of me. Now, this is where OCD is different than, say, ADHD or autism. The goal of OCD management is not to welcome the OCD monster and give them a seat at the table. It's to learn how to take your power back and see OCD for what it is: the uninvited, unwelcome intruder. The goal is for OCD just to be an annoyance in your life, like the buzzing of mosquitoes. The immune system asks a single, simple question. When it comes across a cell or a virus, it asks, is this me or is this not me? Is this bacteria part of my health-promoting microbiome, or is it a disease-causing pathogen? My ADHD is part of me. My son's OCD is not him. Some people see OCD as a chronic medical condition, like diabetes or nearsightedness. You can live a perfectly normal, rich life despite their presence. We are always growing and developing. We ask people with OCD to do some hard things, witness and choose their thoughts, lean into highly uncomfortable feelings these obsessive thoughts create instead of numbing them with the compulsions. We ask them to resist urges. Now, to live a life of integrity, you wouldn't ask people to do something you're not willing to do yourself, right? It's like the obese cardiologist I know who advises his patients to lose weight. What kind of authority does he carry with his own patients? I believe that the brain management skills people with OCD are asked to master are universally helpful skills. We should all learn these things. These are the very same tools that high performers in any area of life embrace. That's why we spend time in the OCD Caregiver Bootcamp addressing self-coaching and brain management. Most people just let their brains go on autopilot, and this is sort of like letting a toddler run with scissors. The third pillar is your connection with your OCD warrior. After Katrina struck, many dogs were separated from their families. These homeless dogs organized into packs. The pack chose the pack leader, and it wasn't always the biggest or strongest dog. It was the dog who showed calm leadership that the other dogs trusted to make good choices. When do you defend your territory and when do you retreat? Which dogs and humans could be trusted? I can tell you that when my family was at its lowest disempowered stage, OCD was our family pack leader. We would do anything we could to escape from the drama that the OCD monster created. Many things I did in an effort to make things better actually made OCD worse. Further, your OCD monster wants you to believe that there is no way out. You may as well succumb. That is not the kind of leadership you want for yourself or for your family. Instead, you can take back the reins of family leadership and self-leadership back. Stephen Covey says, leadership is communicating to people their worth and potential so clearly they come to see it in themselves. So step into the role of family leader and self-leadership. We cover the connection prescription in the OCD Caregiver Bootcamp. It often means hitting the reset button on your relationship with your OCD warrior. The fourth pillar is your connection with community. Most people with OCD in their lives feel alone, misunderstood, isolated. We all feel safer in a safe community. That's why part of the OCD Caregiver Bootcamp is access to an online community where you can share your story and know you're not alone. So, those are the four pillars for thriving when OCD enters your life. Connection with solid knowledge and best practices. Connection with yourself. Connection with your OCD warrior. And connection with community. Now, please notice what all these four pillars share. It's about what you can do. And you don't have to be a healthcare professional to be a force for healing when OCD enters your life. It brings me great delight to see the kinds of transformations people make when they build these four pillars. When I first meet members of the community, they often say things like, I'm exhausted, my home is a battleground, I desperately want things to get better, but I just don't know how to make it happen. I am losing hope. If you've said these things yourself, you're not alone. And it's not your fault. OCD is a formidable foe. Some people think, well, if I just found the right therapist for my OCD warrior, things will get better. Others think, in order to create a home in which I actually want to live, I need to inspire my OCD warrior, the person with the OCD, to do their ERP homework. Now, these are completely understandable and logical thoughts. But here's something that you might not realize. You have the potential to be one of the most important and powerful forces for healing in the life of your OCD warrior. As an OCD caregiver champion, the single investment that will have the biggest impact on your family's transformation is this. Focus on what you can do differently. Stop doing the things that grow OCD. Start doing the things that shrink OCD. Just to be clear, I'm not suggesting that these four pillars of connection will replace therapy. You want your OCD warrior in the hands of a skilled OCD practitioner who knows about ERP. You may benefit from therapy yourself. However, please do not underestimate your ability to make a positive difference by the things that you say and the things that you do. Family caregivers are the unpaid extension of the healthcare system. Even with no formal medical training, you can play a critical role in freeing yourself, your OCD warrior, and your family from the prison of OCD. You can be the person holding a candle in the dark, saying, "There's a way out of OCD darkness. I know the way. Follow me." And that's what I've got for you today. I encourage you to find just one idea that called out to you and put it into action. However, if you want to make a transformation more quickly, I invite you to explore participating in the upcoming OCD Caregiver Bootcamp. You'll take away a roadmap that lays out the path to help you get from where you are now to where you want to be. You'll take away ideas about what to say and what to do when you face challenging situations. You'll take away practical, actionable tips about how to be a force for healing. I'll leave a link in the show notes so you can learn more. That's what I've got for you today. As always, thank you for your listening ear. I'm honored that you're investing your most precious asset, your time, educating yourself about how to be freed from OCD. And if no one's told you yet today, I admire your courage. Managing OCD may be the hardest job I've ever had. Whether you're an OCD warrior or an OCD champion, you are not alone. You have everything it takes to infuse your family with more love, more joy, and more hope. There is always the possibility of a better tomorrow. You've got this. Please remember to click on the link below to learn more about our upcoming OCD Caregiver Bootcamp. See you next time.